2. Integration. In the morning, I woke with my senses heightened, so that even the rough brown bark of the pines or the ordinary lunging swoop of the woodpecker came to me as a kind of minor revelation. The lingering fatigue from the 4-day hike to base camp had left me. Was this some side effect of the spores, or just the result of a good night's sleep? I felt so refreshed that I didn't really care. But my reverie was soon tempered by disastrous news. The anthropologist was gone, her tent empty of her personal effects. Worse, in my view, the psychologist seemed shaken, and as if she hadn't slept. She was squinting oddly, her hair more wind-blown than usual. I noticed dirt caked on the sides of her boots. She was favoring her right side, as if she had been injured.
"Where is the anthropologist?" the surveyor demanded,
while I hung back, trying to make my own sense of it. "What have you done with the anthropologist?" was my unspoken question, which I knew was unfair. The psychologist was no different than she had been before. That I knew the secret to her magician's show did not necessarily mean she was a threat. The psychologist stepped into our rising panic with a strange assertion. "I talked to her late last night. What she saw in that structure unnerved her to the point that she did not want to continue with this expedition. She has started back to the border to await extraction. She took a partial report with her so that our superiors will know our progress." The psychologist's habit of allowing a slim smile to cross her face at inappropriate times made me want to slap her.
"But she left her gear, her gun, too," the surveyor said.
"She took only what she needed, so we would have more, including an extra gun." "Do you think we need an extra gun?" I asked the psychologist. I was truly curious. In some ways, I found the psychologist as fascinating as the tower. Her motivations, her reasons. Why not resort to hypnosis now? Perhaps even with our underlying conditioning, some things are not suggestible, or fade with repetition. Or she lacked the stamina for it after the events.